Hey everyone, dumela, kunjani, habari yako, hafana, bonjour, hola, salut, selam marhaban, akwaba, bawoni. You know what, I am super excited and so honored to have a global audience. In fact, if I didn't say hello in your language, please share with me, how do I say hello in your language? Welcome back to Work Smarter, Not Harder, the podcast for your success. Today on the pod, we will be answering this question. I'm sure it's on your mind. It's on my mind for sure. Does your small business need social media marketing? Well, this is a big question for many small business owners today. If we are truly honest, it's not just a small business owner's thing. Big business are also battling to understand the what, how, and who around social media marketing. Now, let me set the scene for you too. About 8 years ago, this is the year 2013, a friend and I were talking about achieving work from home status by the year 2020. At that time, to be honest, it sounded crazy. In the industry that I was in about entertainment, hospitality, it was even crazier to imagine that anything like working from home would be a possibility. But at that time, there was this kind of whisper that was going through the digital world that times were changing and that business and individuals were needing to adopt their way of thinking for them to stay ahead of the game, you know, instead of being left behind. So I remember having this chat with a few other people, and to be honest with you, many people did not see it happening. They were like, by 2020, what? Working from home? In my industry, that's never going to be possible. But let me just show you a few things that have actually happened in the last 10 years or so that have been incredible digital advancements. iPhone first came out with the front-facing camera about 10 years ago, guys. Yes, hello selfies. Before that, no phones had that front-facing camera. So there was nothing like selfies. I mean, there were, but it was not what it is today. Of course, after that, all kinds of phone companies have gone and taken that, and it has just adapted and grown and become its own kind of thing, right? What else has happened over the last 10 years? We've had phone advancements. We've had tablets like the iPad. The iPad is only about 10 years old, guys. We've got companies that came out of nowhere. Hello, Uber. Hello, Airbnb. Did you guys see these companies coming? Nobody believed that these kind of things were possible, but they've come. They've gone. If anything, there's other companies that have come up as well to kind of, you know, compete with them. Things like smart TV, guys, voice command, Siri, Alexa, Echo, Apple CarPlay, social media, Instagram. Yes, Instagram. TikTok, Snapchat, guys. What about no jack earphones? This is only less than 10 years old that we don't have jack earphones anymore, right? What about video streaming? Netflix, Apple TV, Disney Plus, electric cars like Tesla, Oculus, VR, and of course now AI. What has happened in the financial space, you know, in fintech, things like Bitcoin, the way people have been able to do money banking without actually having bank accounts. Hello, M-Pesa. I mean, these are incredible things that have just happened over the last 10 years. What has happened, though, as we can all agree and attest to, is that these changes have happened to us personally. And as they have happened to us personally, they have also happened to our... Is it important for your business to use social media marketing? The answer is yes, yes, and triple yes. Imagine if this is what is happening on just those fronts, the things that you experience every day, like your phone, like getting a ride to work or ordering a movie to watch online. In business, in social media marketing especially, this has been a humongous shift and has actually opened the door for many more businesses to be able to go out there without having those traditional marketing budgets. You know, before you used to need to have hundreds of thousands of rands, for example, to get things out, to get your brands in front of people, from printing flyers to ads on the roads to ads on radio or TV. But with all this in mind, it's actually quite jarring that at least 50% of businesses are still not online, and at least 25% of those businesses still have no future plans to go online. So if the battle between today and the future is still one that you are battling with, then you can see that you are truly not alone. The World Wide Web is still a new beast for many people. And I say beast because we are yet to fully realize what it's capable of. And of course, we are still yet to govern it. We are all battling with privacy, our control of it versus them, you know, what have they got and what are they keeping? So I totally understand that social media is also a big unknown. And in turn, that makes many people afraid to take that big leap. But what is becoming more and more clear is that those who are adapting to the online space when it comes to marketing and advertising are finding more value than using traditional old ways of marketing. They're finding way more value. At least 97% of marketers today are using social media. And at least 78% of salespeople today are outselling their peers. Do you know why? Because they have taken their efforts online. So, what are some of the key benefits of social media marketing for your business, my lady? One is exposure. Today, most brands get exposure through social media. This is how your future buyers first encounter your brand. This is how they know what you're offering, what your services are. It is the easiest and fastest way to get exposure for your brand. The second thing, of course, is sales. I don't have to say this, but we know that today most sales are happening online. Everything has gone online, right? Number three, it's the new window shop. Potential customers are looking you up online before they purchase from you. They want to look up recommendations and reviews from people who've used your products before. And all of this is before they even press click. They want to get an impression of who you are and what you can do for them before they press the button. Number four is traffic. This is the best way to filter traffic through to your actual website. Yeah, there's nothing worse than building an amazing website and not having anyone go to visit it. So this is one way to get people to actually go and visit your website, right? Number five is engagement. It's the easiest way to speak to your customers, which in turn builds customer loyalty. People want to know that they can engage with the brands that they love and that people on the other side of the brand are able to answer their questions or their concerns as quickly as possible. That is how we build customer loyalty today. And number six is you can do a lot of your marketing for free, right? It is free to have an account. Am I not telling the truth right now? It is free to have an account and it is free for you to post. Whatever else is out of that, that's up to you. But for the most part of it, for the basic part of it, you can actually do those things for free. So how can you leverage social media for your small business? Number one is, I'm not saying go out there and get on every social media platform that exists. The difference between you and your competitor is going to be a very clear strategy. Go where you need to go. And how do you know where you need to go? The first question to ask yourself is why? Why do we need to go online? I mean, I've just said, yes, you have to go online, but why do you person, why does your business, your product or service have to go online? What is the core motivation for wanting it to go online, right? Like, it makes no sense for you to go on and sign up for every account that there is, you know, get a Twitter account, a LinkedIn, a TikTok, a Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook, and have nothing to say on it, right? I've done this, so I'm telling you from my experience. So why do you want to go online? Number two is, what are you offering? What's the sale? With saying that, also, I have to caution you here because on social media already at the moment, everything after everything is an ad. So people don't want to feel like you're putting an ad in their face right from the beginning of them encountering your product. So 80% of what you put on social is actually just content. It's fun and engaging content. And about 20% of it is promotional. So if this was, for example, you saying on a 7-day posting Monday to Sunday, out of your 7-day content, maybe one day only is when you actually put up a promotion or something for sale. And what I mean is just that people are battling with having too much information in front of them, especially about sales. And it's just like you, right? If I was to come to you and immediately say, hi, my name is Chris, please buy this from me, buy that from me, I think I would kind of put you off, right? So it's the same exact way with social media. What are you offering? Not just promote your sales, but everything else about who you are as a brand. Number three, who are you selling to, right? It's great to create buyer personas for your ideal target client. This helps you answer these few questions. Number one is, who are they? Number two is, what do they like? Number three, what is their lifestyle? And number four, how does your product fit into that? By the way, this is how you actually create your content, right? If you can answer these questions, then you get your 80% and 20% content breakdown for you to share on your socials. Number four, in knowing who you're selling to, you will also be able to better determine where they spend their time, right? Like if you are looking for the younger groups, maybe like your 15 to 25 year olds, YouTube is a good place to do that. Snapchat could be a good place to do that. Maybe TikTok, because they cater largely to those audiences. If your age group is like a 24 to 35 type of range, then maybe you want to go on Instagram or you want to use Facebook. Surprisingly enough, I thought that Facebook was catering more to the older generation, but apparently majority of people who are engaging on it are 24 to 35. I didn't know that because I know I'm just like, oh, on Facebook, right? Sorry, guys. LinkedIn, for example, is good if you want to go for more of the older people. So like a 46, 55-year-old, the primary age group there. Pinterest, if you want to go for people who are between the age of 30 and 49, that really works very well if that is your target market. So you see what I'm saying when I say that you have to also determine where the people spend their time. There's no need for you to go and have an account on every single social media platform and not actually have that platform be relevant to what you're trying to sell or who you're trying to sell. So these are just a few strategies for you to think of and to start to use to leverage social media marketing for your own business. I think it's becoming more and more obvious for both big and small business that time and efforts spent towards creating a social media strategy is actually quite beneficial, not just for your sales or conversions, but for getting your brand out there to the right people, to those who are actually willing to engage with you and to buy from you. If you need some help and you haven't yet, download my free digital marketing guide for small business. This will help you get your brand out there ASAP. And of course, it's free because, right, we're a community and we're friends. We have come to the end of today's session. As always, what a treat for me to host you. Download this episode, share it, follow, send me voice notes so that I know what you're using and how you're getting your business forward. And of course, keep being awesome. I'll see you next week on Work Smarter, Not Harder. And you know what, sis? You've got this. Bye.